Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime building and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone who says yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So open your heart, open your mind, and be ready to receive what is possible from your friend, the Yes Coach.
Good evening and welcome to the show. This is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, and I'm here every Thursday evening at 9 o'clock, and we speak every week on the science of yes. I believe in the law of attraction. I'm a life coach and a business consultant, and I specialize in breaking down the barriers that emotionally keep you from achieving the things that you're committed to in life. My background is in personal development, communications, and team management. I spent years empowering people to do the best they can and achieve their very, very personal best. I know exactly what it takes. I have compassion, I have empathy, and I can take you to the world of yes. So if you're interested in finding out what the next level for you is, if you're stopped anywhere in your life, if you're struggling in any fashion in your life, give me a call. You're welcome to call me here on the show. The number to call in is area code 323-642-1207. I'm Pam Heath, and I am the Yes Coach. So we have a caller that's waiting on the line right now. Let's see who they are. They're not coming in. Hold on one second. I have someone who's dialing in from area code 334, but we're having a little electronic difficulty here. Hold on one second while the machine decides whether or not it's going to open up the line. In the meantime, I'm really excited to be here tonight to talk to you about the science of yes. Yes has been something that has been sourcing my life for several years now. I developed this this philosophy on life after having many, many tragic things take place and go on. And for myself, I find it very, very exciting to live my life in the world of yes. So you can join me here each week, and I can guide you through the process of living inside of yes. You don't have to let your fears keep you frozen and keep you from taking actions towards the things you want in life. Take on life and everything it has to offer. Say yes. So, I like to explain to people, you may have noticed that when my show starts, there's a song that comes on, and you may have wondered what that song is. That song is Robin Williams singing, "You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me." It's such a cool song, and I use it in my coaching business. I use it all the time because what is going on in that song is the genie that is in the animated motion picture, Aladdin. He has just met Aladdin. Aladdin is in the cave, and he's just now rubbing the lamp, and out pops this genie. And when he pops out, he tells him, "Hey, dude, you ain't never had a friend like me." And essentially the message here is, I can do anything you want. I can give you anything you want. All you have to do is ask. Well, that's kind of a hard concept. And Aladdin was very puzzled by it. Like, what do you mean all I have to do is ask? And so he sings the song, "You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me." Here's the point. You may have friends and you may have relatives. You may have all kinds of people in your corner. But when you are interacting with life on the realm of yes, you have power in your corner. Now you're dealing on another whole level where you can actually ask for what you want and get it. And you can ask for anything. And that was the whole point of the song. He was letting, you know, Aladdin know that you would never experience what it would be like to have a friend like me, somebody who can give you anything you want. So I'm not saying I personally, Pamela Heath, the Yes Coach, can give you anything you want. But what I can do, I can show you how you can get anything you want. All you have to do is ask. So guess what? One of the things that people struggle with in life is knowing what to ask for. And I realize that it may be that when you are asked, you know, let's say it's your birthday or, you know, Christmas or some holiday, and you are asked by somebody who cares about you very much, what would you like? What can I get you? I'd like to get you a gift. And in that moment, you're not 100% sure what you want. It's not like you don't want a gift, but you don't know what to ask for. You don't know what is okay to ask for and what is not okay to ask for. You might be thinking to yourself, what if I ask for something that costs too much money? What if I ask for something and they get mad at me because I asked for it? What if they can't afford the thing I want? There's all these doubts in the back of your head telling you that, you know, that I can't ask for anything. There's a limit to what I can ask for. Well, this is what the song means. Whatever it is that you have in mind, you need to know you can ask for it. No matter how big, no matter how difficult to get, you can ask for it because I can get it. You've never had a friend like me. What I'm saying to you is that in the analogy of that song, you ain't never had a friend like me. Life is run on the energy of the universe. The universe is your friend. The universe is like Robin Williams' character, the genie in Aladdin. And the universe is singing to you. And the universe is saying to you, you ain't never had a friend like me. No, you ain't never had a friend like me. And that's what the universe is saying. The universe is your maitre d' and can absolutely give you anything you want. No kidding. Like, no kidding. It is powerful. It is remarkable. But it is absolutely true. So consider that you're in a restaurant and the universe is waiting to take your order. What would you ask for? What would you ask the universe to provide? Would you like a new career? Would you like a new significant other? Would you like new wardrobe? What do you want? Okay. I'm not saying that the universe is going to magically make it appear, but I am saying that you can create the context for the universe to provide what you want by asking for it. You need to be open to receive it. And it may be hard for you to hear me say that. You need to be open to receive it. Unfortunately, a lot of people who think they're open to receive are not open to receive. They're just not. They say they are, but what's really going on is they're afraid. They're afraid to admit that they don't know what's going to happen. They're afraid to admit that they think they can't have what they want. They can't have what life has to offer. That there's some problem with them that has them not be able to ask for what they want. Whatever it is that you are designing for yourself in your life, you can have it. I promise you can. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a conversation tonight, as I do every week. with you about what it is that you would like to create for yourself. And we're going to go about creating it. When I coach people, and, you know, I've interacted with all different types of people from all different walks of life. Some people actually have financial freedom already. They have the money they need and want, but they're unhappy in other senses. There's stuff going on that makes it difficult for them to actually relate to themselves as worthy. Their own feelings of self-worth is low. It doesn't matter how much money is in your bank account. If you don't love yourself, it's very, very difficult. It's really almost impossible to create inside a context of unhappiness and low self-esteem. It's something that I take on with people, is to bolster your self-esteem. You really do need to feel good about yourself and about your life. And if you don't, that's the first place to start when you're building the life that you love. You have to feel good about yourself, about your life, about what you're up to in life, and you have to generate that you believe you can have what you want in life. If things don't always go your way, it's not because you're doing something wrong. If things don't go your way, there is a reason. If you've done everything in your power, if you've taken on all the actions to make sure that you have what you need, when you need it, how you need it, and all that good stuff, then there's a reason. There's a reason it's not happening, and you have to trust. Open your mind. Open your heart. Open your heart, your soul, to receive that which the universe has to offer. If you do that, you can have a life that you love. I promise you can. Sometimes you struggle, and I understand. I've been there. I've struggled. There have been so many things that I've overcome. I'm not sitting here talking to you like I've got some fairy tale life and everything's hunky-dory. I've struggled with the death of one of my children. I gave birth to three children. One of them died at birth, my little girl. I raised two children to adulthood, and my oldest child, my daughter, committed suicide in 2007. I purchased my dream home, and I lived in it for 4 years and lost it to foreclosure. I know what it's like to achieve something you have been trying for, striving for, praying for. I have achieved it, and I have lost it. I've been up, I've been down, and now here I am today telling you what needs to happen for you to have the life you love is you need to be open to receive. No kidding. Open to receive the power. Open to receive the magic. Open to receive what life has to offer. And life has so much to offer. I'm not sure what's going on. I'm having technical difficulties tonight. I see that people are calling in, but when I try to switch on their mics, they won't come on. So I'm babbling here on about the science of yes, and I see that people are calling in, but I can't seem to get the system to acknowledge the callers. I'm so sorry about that. I do want to work with you. Hang in there. I'm trying to sort it out. I'm doing my radio show while at the same time I'm trying to be the technician and figure out what's wrong. The system's not letting me switch over to let people log in. So I'm also recuperating from a really bad flu, and my voice is really, really low because I've been congested and sick. It's been a terrible flu that's been going around that I'm recuperating from. So there's a lot. Tonight's full of a lot of stuff, but we're still here and we're still generating and we're still creating the context for the science of yes. So here's the fun part, because inside of my coaching with people, with clients, with people who sign up with me, I always want to give people access to power. So a lot of times when you're disempowered in life, when you're feeling depressed or down, or you're feeling like you can't have what you want and you can't have things go your way, one of the things that I find is that I sit down and actually write out the things that I'm striving for, the things that I'm working toward. I sit down and write them out, and I set things up so that I can have them. And one of the things that I always wanted was to start my own business. I didn't know. About 8 years ago, I determined that I wanted to be a coach, but I didn't know what kind of coach. There's like all these different levels of coaching, and the field is saturated right now. There's so many coaches out there, people who are making a living coaching other people. There's wellness and fitness health coaches, people who are coaching people on how to be fit, how to lose weight, how to be healthy. There's business coaches out there who coach people how to start, how to run, and how to grow their business. And then there's life coaches. Life coaches, a lot of them are in the category of romance. The romance category is really big, where people are struggling with and striving for the one, the significant other that's going to make them the biggest impact and have them be, you know, in a relationship. All of that is pretty much what I was choosing from when I set myself up to open my own business and become a coach. I wanted to empower people, and I wanted to contribute to people. And it wasn't until this whole journey started when a friend of mine who I was working with in another project was grateful for something I had supported her in. And she told me, you know, Pam, you're such a yes. You should just be a yes coach. And it's kind of stuck with me, even though at that time I didn't, you know, quit my job and I didn't start seeking to make a living as a coach. It stuck with me that she says, you're such a yes. Because, number one, I'd heard that before. I've had people say that to me before. You're such a yes. And I never, you know, really spent a whole lot of time trying to figure out what they meant by that. But as I dwelled on that, you know, that concept that I was a yes, I thought about it and I compared myself to other people that I knew, and I realized what they were talking about. It's not just that I'm one of those people that glass is half full, because I am one of those people where the glass is half full. I see things from a positive point of view. I see the silver lining in every cloud. I always look for the solution. I always stand in, well, it could be worse. Everything's going pretty well, actually. I knew that about myself, but the thing that got distinguished for me that I began to dwell in and realize was true is it's not just about, I was a yes. My hearing, my listening, my relationship to life was yes. I look for a reason to say yes. When you ask me anything, I look for a reason to say yes. If you tell me you need something done, my knee-jerk reaction is yes, I'll do that. And then I look and I see how to do it. It's very rare that I say, no, I can't do that. I am a yes. If I can't do it, I can still figure out how to get it done so that you can have it. It may not be done by me, but it'll get done. And that's when I started to distinguish what ultimately became my process, which I call the science of yes, is be actually creating for myself, like articulating something that I'd never tried to articulate before, why I was such a yes person. I've been called missing in my life. One of my told said that I'm a cheerleader, and I am. I'm one of those people in the silence. You know, you can do it. Go get 'em, girl. Go get 'em, boy. Yes, yes, yes. you know, that's me. And as I started to think about it, dwell in it, work with it, I realized that there was something to it. There's actually something to it. One job I went to as the operations manager, it's a small, independent film production company, had 19 employees. And after 6 months of me working there, we had 83 employees. And we're working our first $2 million production. Now, did I go out and get that project? No. But I did. Hiring the right people, releasing the people who didn't belong there. I actually caused that company to grow and expand and empower the people who were there. And in doing so, that was the last job that I had, the JOB, I call it. There's JOB, 9-to-5, blue-collar, white-collar job that many people have. I call it JOB. That was my last JOB. I left. In April of 2014, I formed my company, and I became a business owner. And today, it's about to be April of 2018. My little business is 4 years old, and I am a Yes Coach. It's my brand. It's how I define myself, and it defines me. I am the Yes Coach. And I actually trademarked it. I'm not just a Yes Coach. I'm the Yes Coach. And there may be people out there who distinguish that they're coaching people in the style and science of Yes, but I trademarked it. I am the Yes Coach. And, you know, taking that on and having that work was very exciting for me, for my life. But I need you to know that I need you to know that this whole process of putting my business together and getting, you know, on a podcast and talking to people about what I'm up to, this whole process took time. And it didn't always work out, and it didn't always look like it looks now. There were ups and downs. There were times when I was wondering if I was going to succeed, but I have succeeded. I've started to grow to the point where I'm actually, you know, expanding and looking to see what else I can create and